send us some records and they're clean and they're good, we will play them. Yo, this was dope, guys.
Thank you. And, I had a great time.
You know what? Whoever's up next has not shown up. Oh, she is here. Emma's on next. She has a great show for you guys. And the donation to the fundraising drive is still going. So if you haven't donated, WMFO.org/donate. Here is a PSA to end our day. Thank you, guys. I will see you soon.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Wait, what happened to extra buttons?
One sec.
So many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana. I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this problem. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxins. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational pharmaceutical use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time for this country to reconsider its stance on cannabis. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Tubbs Freeform Radio.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in. This is 88 miles per hour here every Tuesday.
Bye.
The song "I've Got a Headache, Need a Baguette" by Winnebago Vacation. Kind of a silly name for both the band and the song, I think. Before that, we heard Forget, Forgive by Someone. And before that, Moby Octopad by Yola Tango. And while we were listening to the songs, I took a personality test.
What did you get?
Should I just read the letters? Is that like a known thing?
Nope.
Oh.
I mean, you could read the letters, but then you should explain because often it needs explanation.
Well, I'm a protagonist personality. Not entirely. I'm still doing my reading, but apparently Amanda and I are pretty similar, similarly matched in personality, which I'm not surprised at.
I'm not either.
Although I am surprised that I sway like pretty like 70% extroverted and 30% introverted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really surprised by that. I think this past year has changed me.
Yeah, it's definitely, I used to think that your personality type through these types of, this is Myers-Briggs. And I used to think this kind of thing was pretty set through your life.
But
apparently your environment has a lot more to do with it than I ever thought.
I agree.
Because, yeah, mine has changed a lot through college. It's pretty cool.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. So you've taken it like every year or just...
I take it every couple of years because honestly, I find it very interesting. And I am currently INFJ, so I have the advocate personality, which is the rarest. And so I've always liked to brag about that. But now I've been shifting more and more so that I'm almost ENFP. So I'm shifting.
Interesting.
Almost, though.
I'm a ENFJ right now. Who knows what that'll be eventually.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Highly recommend if you Google 16 personalities.
Oh, wait.
A quiz.
This is really important.
Mm-hmm.
In the list of protagonists you may know, John Cusack.
Amazing.
That's really huge for me. I just want to let
you
know that.
That's a big one.
And John Connery.
One of mine is Morgan Freeman, which makes me pretty happy.
Nice. Wow, this is really funny. Also Daenerys from Game of Thrones.
Amazing. Mine was Jon Snow. I was cool with that.
That's, yeah. You got to be done with that. Wow.
Mother Teresa.
This is fun.
No big deal.
You're a saint.
Nelson Mandela.
Oh, wow.
I have big shoes to
You fill. Have, for real, I'm like laughing about like some actor that plays good 80s characters. So.
Amazing.
Wow. Well, important. That was fun. Highly I want to read more about this later.
You should keep reading.
I will, while we play more songs. Anything else to say?
No, besides, so the song I played, Forget Forgive, the artist name is Someone, and I read the info tab on Spotify about where that name came from, and mm-hmm. I just thought it was pretty cool, because she was just like, what did she say specifically? I wanted a name that said, don't worry about who I am, just check out what I make, and I like that.
That's cool.
I do like that.
That's very humble.
So.
Good for
just
her.
Just throwing that out there. Good job,
someone. Whoever she is.
Whoever you are, someone.
Someone. All right, you got more tunes for us?
I do indeed.
Do it, play it, play it now.
I know. the magic from far, far away. Guess I was being dramatic. You're not really that great. No, I don't think you're that cool. But yeah, you had me fooled. Guess I'm being dramatic, but I'm not that into you. I'd rather dream about all the things we see than have you see me. Yeah. I'd rather dream about all the things we do than have you do me. I'm better wanting you than having you. You shoulda stayed a fantasy. I'm better wanting you than knowing you. You shoulda stayed a fantasy. But my bad, I wish that I only knew when I said I'd be down to fuck with you that I'd rather dream about all the things we'd see than have you see me. Yeah. I'd rather dream about all the things we do than have you do me. I'm
brush away all the memories. tone on record. Mission, I still want to give in. I don't understand if you need. Drying of three flowers. I still keep it with me. Does she still want to sing? Thank you.
Hello, we are back.
Good evening.
Good evening. Every time either I would play a song and then Amanda would play a song, or Amanda would play a song and then I would play a song, you couldn't hear us, but we'd go, what did we say?
Big change.
Big change.
Big change in the music taste.
We never really consult each other before. That kind of makes it fun, though.
It's fun. It's a nice surprise.
I like not knowing what you're going to play.
I feel like I grow as a listener, you know?
It's fun.
Being exposed.
Yeah, that's the beauty of having a radio show. I think a lot of the music I've like collected over the past 4 years here has mostly been either A, because I need to find new music to play on the show, or B, because I'm just always here and there's always people playing stuff. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I really love when people share brand new music with me.
It's me too. Exciting. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Trying to think if I have an overrated, underrated for this week.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot.
I know.
It's been a week, even though we didn't have school yesterday. It's been one day.
I know. It's scaring me. It's been one day and I'm already.
I know. I think it's just the build up to the holidays.
Yeah.
And yeah, the fact that we only have like, what, 2-3 weeks of classes left?
3 weeks once we get. Or 2 weeks once we get back.
Yeah. 2 weeks. Crazy.
Oh, that's spooky. There's
not a lot of time to pack it all in.
Nope.
No. Sorry, what were you saying?
I was trying to think of an overrated.
Oh.
Overrated. Should I make it Thanksgiving themed?
Sure.
Overrated, underrated, cranberry jelly.
I'm going to go with overrated.
You think so?
Although I don't know if I've ever really given it like a fair...
This is what I'm thinking of when you say cranberry jelly.
Okay.
Which may ruin... This may make it super...
Are you thinking of, like, canned? Yeah.
Just straight.
Gelatinous.
It's basically jam that we're given permission to eat, but with a spoon.
I don't think I can back the cranberry jelly.
In my home, it's a big deal. And for years, it was very known that my brother and I absolutely loved cranberry jelly. And, like, I don't really know how this started or why this has continued for this long, but it's always, like, we have to buy many cans to be ready for, like, Thanksgiving for us to eat it.
That's wild.
Because you put it on top of the turkey.
Right. Do you, like, mash it up?
No, it's just, like, break it off into pieces, a little slice of jelly, a little slice of turkey. And then I had a cousin who would always whip it into his mashed potatoes, which I did not
agree.
I don't
like that.
I did not agree
with that. I don't like that. But hey, no judgment. You eat your food however,
really,
whatever makes you happy.
Mashed potatoes are like such a wonderful
a sacred
thing.
They must not touch anything else. Yeah, no. I love mashed potatoes. I think this might be slightly underrated opinion, or not as common opinion. I love stuffing. I don't know. I don't think you're having the right stuffing, man.
I'd eat it.
I'm so passionate.
I enjoy
about
it,
stuffing.
But I'm not like, yeah, I feel like that's one. We are the two representatives for how people usually react towards stuffing, you know? I've never heard anyone say they hate stuffing.
You're just like neutral.
It's just like
okay, it's fine.
Like, if it's on my
I love stuffing. I would like make my mom, if we had stuff in the house, to make it like before Thanksgiving, like, you know, like a week or two before, like even afterwards, I would be like, Mom, can you please make... I love it. I could eat it just like in a bowl by itself.
I can respect that.
It's great. I think it's so good. It's like old people.
Yeah, it definitely is.
But I really enjoy it.
You know what? Just own it.
Hey, I'm all about it. No, I'm so excited for the stuffing.
On that note,
more tunes while we sit here and talk about food and make ourselves
hungry.
Friend, old friend, it's 4 a.m. what are we doing in the street? I don't want to buy fried chicken. I wish that I was gonna sleep. And I don't want to kiss you underneath that flashing sign. What's it hurry? We're not ready. We've got plenty of time.
twists mine. So I'll have to let him go. We sometimes fit, but we always lie. And he thinks we could make it work, but only when he's drunk. And you think you could help me swim, but I've already sunk. So maybe you'll get married, maybe fall in love. Could you go on and fall asleep when you're not? Get set on fire, go get set on fire, go get set on. Friend, I'm a slow, slow mover. Friend, I'm a slow, slow girl. Trying to be kind, kind, kinder. Crawling in another world. But maybe one day we'll get married. Maybe fall in love. Could you make me fall asleep when you're holding me? Well, try setting me on fire. 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 Try setting me on fire.
Time. wake up with your weight by my side, and I wanna think that you look good as you rise, and I wanna turn to you, turn around by your side, and I wanna think, but not to say. Let me face the sound and fury. Let me face hurricanes. And I want to see you as you walk through the door, and time will make us some ways less and some ways more. And I want to talk of nothing as the world passes by, and I want to think, not to say. Let me face the sound and fury. Let me face hurricanes. Let me not turn away from happiness or pain, just not to run away. In my heart and in my head, let me face hurricane. Sound and fury. Let me face hurricanes. Let me face the sound and fury. Let me face
forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Sorry, that was sad, but
it's really sad.
We gotta look out for our pets.
Listen.
Especially when it gets cold. Okay, real quick, Amanda, what did we just listen to?
We just listened to Hurricanes by Dido.
Oh, wow. We haven't done this in a while. I'm so sorry,
that's
everyone.
Okay.
Before that, we listened to Over Your Heart by Rob Crow and Inflamed Heart by Teenage Burritos. I didn't even realize that those were both. That's really funny. Okay. And then before that, we heard Slow Mover by Angie McMahon. Mm-hmm. Before that, June by Tiger's Jaw. I'm so sorry, everyone. We were very consumed in conversation about Dido's return. Before that, Valley by Perfume Genius. Before that, Common Reactor by Silver Sun Pickups. Did we make it? I'm not sure. I think we just played like 10 songs straight.
We did.
I think we did.
A lot straight. That's okay.
It's okay.
It was that kind of night.
We were just so lost in the music. Anyways, very quickly, an additional donations drive PSA. So we're still doing our donations drive. You can go onto facebook.com/WMFO Medford to see what's up with the station. And if you go to our website, WMFO.org, there should be a link to donate. We are a freeform radio station. We've been that way for 45 years now, and we really don't want to see that change. So anything helps. You can get a really cool t-shirt or a tote bag or a mug. We have new designs this year. They're pretty cool.
Woo.
Yeah. So I think we have time for one more song. Thank you for listening. This has been 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is 88 miles per hour. Thanks for listening.